Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring John.
That's a problem.
Dickinson.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering our studios, he hasn't played Jeopardy this year, and that's a problem. It's John Dickinson. He's not sure who the 49ers will draft number three overall, but he hopes they call his name. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. And he's not our returning champion, but he is our standings leader, and Steiny calls him the Patrick Reed of Jeopardy. It's Dan Dibley.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And now your host for Jeopardy. He's thrown fewer career interceptions than Aaron Rodgers. It's Whitey Gleason.
Oh, well, thank you, Kyle. Welcome to Jeopardy. Last week, we tweaked the rules. No buzzing in until after the clue is given. We added a Dibley double to the first round. We ended up with a Steiny victory, but no Steiny today. So we welcome John Dickinson back to Jeopardy. We remind him and our players that you shout your name to buzz in. You must phrase responses in the form of a question. $1, $2, $3 values in the first round with one Dibley double on the board. $2, $4, and $6 values in the second round with two Dibley doubles on the board. And our players will try their luck with these categories in the Jeopardy round. NFL helmets for $1, $2, and $3. NFL helmets, Let Freedom Ring. That's three. Let Freedom Ring and Jackie Robinson Day. NFL helmets, Let Freedom Ring and Jackie Robinson Day. There is one Dibley double out there somewhere. And with the title vacant, we randomly determined who would go first today. Congrats, Goo. It's you, Guru. You get to go first. So please choose a category and let's play Jeopardy.
Ricky Henderson, I am. Let's go Jackie Robinson Day for one, Whitey.
Jackie Robinson Day for one, the answer. On April 15th, 1947, Jackie made his debut against this team 6 years before they moved to Milwaukee. Who are the Braves at the time? They were the Boston Braves. That's who he made his debut against. No harm, no foul. Goose, steal your board, no score.
Wow. Let's go NFL helmets for two, Whitey.
NFL helmets for two. One of five NFL teams. One of five teams that currently wear a white helmet.
Guru.
Yes, Goo.
Who are the Indianapolis Colts?
Colts is correct. $2 for you, Guru. Steal your board.
Let's do Jackie Robinson for two, Whitey.
Jackie Robinson Day for two. Though failing to hit safely in his debut, Robinson did patiently reach base via one of these.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
What's a walk?
What is a walk? Base on balls, Dibs. Yeah. You got $2 and it's your board.
Jackie Robinson Day for three, please. Skit.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Jackie Robinson Day for,
had something in my
for
throat.
Three. Yeah. Primarily a second baseman, Robinson made his debut and spent his rookie season at this position.
JD.
Yes, JD.
What is center field?
Sorry, incorrect. Anybody?
Goo. Guru.
Yes, Goo.
What is left field?
Sorry, incorrect. Takes you to -1. Dibs, you want any part of this? What is first base? Jackie Robinson, his first season played first base. So, yeah, big turnaround there. Dibs 2, Guru negative 1, JD negative 3. That completes the Jackie Robinson category. Dibs, your board, sir.
NFL helmets for one, please.
NFL helmets for one. This team's helmet features 3 hypocycloids, but only on one side.
JD.
Yes, JD.
Who are the Steelers?
That's right, JD. $1, you're at negative 2, and it's your board. We have NFL helmets for 3, and let freedom ring for 1, 2, and 3, JD. Welcome to the game.
Let's do helmets for 3.
Oh!
He's found it.
He has found the dibbly double of this round, and you can wager up to 3, even though you're in the hole, JD. How much do you want to wager? You can wager any amount, 0 up to 3. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go for 3.
All right, it would get you out of the hole. In 2005, this team redesigned the bird on their helmets to make it look sleeker and meaner.
Who are the Cardinals?
That is correct. And you got $1. Well done. Two, JD, $1. Guru, negative 1. JD, you're bored. We have let freedom ring for 1, 2, and $3. What you want to do?
Let freedom ring for 1.
He ranks second to Steph Curry on the Warrior all-time list of three-pointers made.
Guru.
JD.
Yes, Guru.
Who is Chris Mullin?
Sorry.
JD.
Yes, JD.
Who is Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson is right. JD, you have 2. You're now tied with Dibs, Guru, negative 2, and JD steal your board.
Let freedom ring for 2.
He's the only player in history with more made threes than Steph Curry.
Dibs.
JD.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Reggie Miller?
Sorry, incorrect. Takes you to 0.
Guru.
Want to buzz in? Yeah, Guru.
Who is Ray Allen?
Ray Allen is right. So you're at 0. So it's JD 2, Guru 0, Dibs 0. And to complete the round here, we have let freedom ring for 3. Here's the clue. In the 2018-19 season, he made 292 threes for OKC, the most in any season for any player other than Curry or Harden. Who is Paul George? Paul George.
Oh, my God.
So you guys were smart not to go there.
Yeah.
Paul George. He has the 6th highest 3-point total in history, single season. Here's the score at the end of the first round. Wow, what a match. JD with 2 leading, Guru 0, Dibs with 0. And we're going to get right into the Dibbly Double round. 2, 4, and $6 values here and 2 Dibbly Doubles out there. Here are the categories, gentlemen. We have No Hit Nobodies. No Hit Nobodies, Luka, What He Did, and 49er number 3 picks, which is a Kyle agory or a category to Kyle. So it's No Hit Nobodies, Luka, What He Did, 49ers number 3 picks. There are 2 Dibbly Doubles out there. Let's see. Dibs and Guru tied. Guru, you got to go first last round. So Dibs, why don't you choose a category here? Let's play some double Jeopardy.
49ers number 3 picks for 6, please, Whitey.
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Okay, first of all, it is a category to Kyle. Before we bring Kyle in, how much do you want to wager, Dan Dibbly? Well done, by the way.
Boy.
Nice.
I'll go 6.
Hold on. Guru's chicken sounds like Chris Berman. Back.
I was paying homage.
Chick Berman?
Gotcha.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going 6, guys. Put the chickens back in the hen house.
All right. With your clue, here's Kyle.
Jesus.
Before he was a head ball coach, he quarterbacked the Florida Gators and was the 49ers' 3rd overall pick in the 1967 draft.
Wow. Who is Steve Spurrier?
He's got it. Well done, Dibs. That gives you the lead, 6-2 to 0. Dibs, you're bored.
49ers number 3 picks for 4, please.
Once again, here's Kyle.
The 49ers are hoping the quarterback they draft number 3 this year has the same success as this Hall of Fame quarterback they drafted 3rd overall in 1951.
Guru.
Dibs.
Yeah, Guru.
Who is Y.A. Tittle?
Whoa!
done.
Nice.
Mean,
whoa.
I wrote that question.
I don't think I would
that surprise everybody.
I wrote that question. I wrote that specifically for Goo because I know Goo has in-depth knowledge of the 1951 draft. So
right, Goo. I don't think I would have gotten that, Goo. That's, I thought, wow, this is a really tough one. That's So well done. You have four. It's now 6-4-2. Your board, Guru.
Let's go. What Luka did for two.
Luka, what he did for two. In August, Luka Doncic became the youngest ever to post a 40-point triple-double in the postseason, capped by the game winner to beat this team.
JD.
Yeah, JD.
Who are the Clippers?
That is correct. That's the game, JD. You now have four, so it's 4-4-6. And JD, we have Luka, what he did for 4-6. No hit, nobody's for 2, 4-6. And 49er number three picks for two. What a match!
No hit, nobody's for six.
Well, there it is. You found the second of the Dibbly Doubles in this round. Again, it's Dib 6, Guru 4, JD 4. You can wager up to 6, JD. You can wager any amount up to 6. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna wager. I'm gonna wager 4. I'm gonna wager.
Gonna wager 4. All right. Here is your clue. He played for a record 14 teams and walked 8 in pitching a no hitter for the D-backs in 2010.
Who is Edwin Jackson?
That is correct. Gives you now 8, and you lead 8-6-4, and it's still your board, JD.
Let's go no hit, nobody's for 4.
Joe Cali in 86 and Eric Milton in 99, both threw no hitters against this Southern California team.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who are the Dodgers?
Sorry.
Dibs.
JD, JD.
Yes, Dibs.
Who are the Padres?
Sorry, JD? Incorrect. Yes, JD.
Who are the Angels?
Angels is right,
Come
JD.
On.
So it's, wow, what a swing there. JD 12, swing. Dibs 2.
Yikes.
0.
Totally.
Wow, no hit, nobody's for 2 left. Luka, what he did for 4-6, and 49er number 3 picks for $2. JD, what do you want to do?
I'll go Luka for, you said Luka for 4-6? Luka for 4.
Luka, what he did for 4, it's how many potential go-ahead or game-tying shots Luka has made in the final 30 seconds of games, or his jersey number minus 67.
JD.
Yes, JD.
What is 10?
10 is correct. You now have $16. Yeah, a little math. Math's good for the brain. Yeah, JD.
Luka, what he did for 6.
To complete the category, last February at age 19, Luka became the youngest ever to record 3 triple-doubles, beating this former Lakers record by 117 days.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Magic Johnson?
That is correct. Well done, Dibs. You're now second with $8, so 16-8-0. We have no hit, nobody's for 2, 49er number 3 picks for 2. Dibs, what do you want to do?
Let's go 49ers number 3 picks for 2, please.
Now a raid. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. It's a Kyle category.
No, that's fine.
Pardon me.
Go ahead, buddy.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
Whoa.
I'm sorry,
Why'd
Kyle.
Why'd he go to hell, man?
Top
yeah,
blocking.
I know.
Gone.
Yeah. Kyle, you're closer. I apologize. Here's Kyle.
Yeah. Thanks, Whitey. Now a Raider. The 49ers passed on a quarterback in 2017 to take this defensive lineman.
Dibs. Guru.
Hold on. I'm having a little bit of an issue. I think, was it Dibs? I think I heard
Dibs.
Yeah,
it was Dibs.
Yeah. Okay, Dibs,
Who
what do you got?
Who is Solomon Thomas?
Gives you $10 now. Yes, that completes that category. And to finish up here, the Jeopardy round, we have no hit, nobody's for 2. Here's your clue. Mike Warren won only 9 Major League games, but one of them was a 1983 no-hitter for this Bay Area team. Who are the Oakland A's? They're the Bay Area team we were looking for. So that completes the can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm having some issues here. Having some issues on my end. I apologize. JD with 16. Dibs with 10. Guru with 0 as we go to final Jeopardy. Here is the category for final Jeopardy. So base your wager on this category, the NFL draft. That's the category. So determine what your wager is going to be, JD. You don't want anyone to know what your wager is going to be. And he's going to, what, text it to you, Kyle? Is that how we're doing this here?
Yep, exactly.
All right, 16 for JD, Dibs with 10, Guru with 0. We're going to let you play anyway, Guru. That's the way we do this.
Oh,
the
I
NFL draft is – what's that?
I don't have no money to play with. Don't give me
all
no
right,
favors.
Okay. Usually we let – that's just the way we usually play the game. All right, it comes down to JD and Dibs then. So you guys let me know when you decided what your wager's going to be. The NFL draft, the category. JD with 16, Dibs with 10. Still anybody's match. Once you've decided, okay. I'll proceed with the clue. This, I'll tell you, I shouldn't say this. This is where Dibs is, well, he's very good when it comes down to these wagers. But obviously, it helps to have the knowledge as well. JD, you ready? Dibs, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't gotten one from Dibs yet. And honestly, Whitey, I'm still pretty shook that you tried to take my – I worked so hard on those categories. I look forward to it all week.
I know. I apologize for that. Like I say, I'm getting some interference here, and perhaps I was distracted. And I know it's going to take a while, Kyle. I hope that you and I can find some common ground here. We can move beyond this.
Whitey, go to hell, man.
I take full responsibility.
It's a build me up to tear me down thing. No, it's fine. It's just typical, man.
Oh, I love it. My wager's in, Whites.
Yeah. All right, take full responsibility. Here we go. Here is your clue. The NFL draft, the category, your final Jeopardy clue. Drafted first in 2003, he was the most recent number one overall selection taken out of USC, which along with Notre Dame and Oklahoma has produced a record 5 number one overall picks. Good luck. Here it is again. Drafted first in 2003, he was the most recent number one overall selection taken out of USC, which along with Notre Dame and Oklahoma has produced a record 5 number one overall picks. John Dickinson has played very well today. He currently has the lead with $16. Dibs rallied late, and Dibs is still in this game as well here. You're listening to does anyone have the legal there? With the new legal, I don't quite have it handy.
Yeah, yes, you're listening JD. To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station.
Thank you, JD. Appreciate that. My apologies. Okay, here's your clue.
Do I need to text my answer, by the way?
It's the honor system. I wrote it down, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're okay.
I'll write it
Thanks
down.
For it. Good for you for checking.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, just forward
drafted
the page.
Drafted first in 2003. Yeah. Drafted first in 2003. He was the most recent number one overall selection taken out of USC, which, along with Notre Dame and Oklahoma, has produced a record 5 number one overall picks. Now, you're not playing, right, Goo? You want no part of this? Okay.
Go on. Go on.
Yeah, we move on. Dibs, what is your response? You're currently in second place with $10. What's your response?
I was stuck between two, and I went with who is Carson Palmer?
Carson Palmer is correct. What was your wager?
$3.
All right. Gives you $13. John Dickinson, what is your response?
Who is Carson Palmer?
And your wager, JD?
5.
Congratulations, 5. John Dickinson. Champion. What a match. Well done, John Dickinson. This is your moment to tell us how you did it, sir.
It just, you know, preparation and just concentration, preparation, sticking to the game plan. It's just a lot of fun. Glad to play, Whitey. I haven't played in a long time. I want to say maybe it's been a while. Maybe half a decade or longer.
It has been a while. Well done. Welcome back to the game. So, yeah, John Dickinson, the champion, 21, and he gets 10 points in the race for the Nahigian Cup. $21 for him. Dib second today with 13, and Guru with 0 comes in third. Congratulations, JD. I will talk to you next week. Well done, John Dickinson, our Jeopardy champion.
Thanks, Whitey. Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. All right. Wow. I don't even know where to go from here, guys. As Dibley's turned off the Zoom screen, Guru's not even in the Zoom room. I think they're giving me the.
Here.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes when you've got you've got personal hygiene issues to tend to, I try to Zoom off if I'm gonna blow the nose or whatever, or go for a deep pick. You know, I don't I don't need to subject you guys to that.
Yeah, so courtesy, common courtesy. Appreciate that. Absolutely. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. It's Steiny, Guru, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. You want to sneak in a call? You want to sneak in a call real quick, guys?
Yeah, let's do
get
it.
Get somebody holding. How about Brian in Palo Alto? Brian, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit. I don't know if you guys obviously have been following the, you know, Mac Jones 49ers sort of narrative. And, you know, I think, you know, one of the hallmarks of the sort of Kyle and John era was sort of no leaks, right, as kind of a mandate for how they wanted to run the organization. And it just strikes me the number of leaks coming out of the 49er headquarters over the last 3 weeks.
Are there really, though? Are they really leaks, though? Brian, like, I don't know. I mean, thanks for the call. I mean, I'll just kick it to you.
Okay, Dibs.
I mean, are they really leaks? They're not really leaks. It's not sources say the 49ers are going to pick this or that person.
Well, we don't know until the pick is made, until the pick is in. And like you said, it doesn't seem like it's the same. Exactly. It's not the same level of leakery as pre-Shanahan and Lynch, where it seemed like, you know, everything would get out almost immediately.
But yeah, if it is Mac Jones in 2 weeks, we can definitely say it got leaked, you know, like a bad faucet.
Was a leak. That's interesting because I don't look at it that way. Like, I don't feel like leaks to me are sources say the 49ers, you know, love this guy, covet that guy, want to move back to get this guy. Like, that's more like reporting.
What about what Schefter did? He put his name on it.
He put his name on it, but that was a prediction. That wasn't really that wasn't a report. You know, that wasn't Adam Schefter coming out saying, sources are telling me that this is going to be the pick. I know it's maybe a semantics, you know, type of a thing, but I feel like he's trying to use what, you know, maybe educated speculation versus what the things that used to happen from the 49ers used to be. Sources say Jim Harbaugh's lost the team, but hasn't spoken to Jed York in 5 months. Well, it was true because it was probably Jed York or Parag that was leaking it because they knew the relationship and trying to cast, you know, Jim Harbaugh or somebody else in a bad light. So we'll keep this conversation moving. First, though, let's give away some cash. All right, time once again for the Splash for Cash contest. Your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word EPIC to 72881. That's EPIC to 72881. Brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. So get in now with your opportunity to win some cash. Goo, am I making too much of that as far as what's a report and what's speculation or maybe trying to read the room?
No, I just, you know, I find it hard to believe that they got leaks to the degree that it would get leaked. You know, that's how highly I think of them. And then at the end of the day, you know, you took it as different what Schefter said. I took that as him saying and sticking his chest out, I'm the man. I got sources. I know what's going on in the draft room for the 49ers. And for him to come out with, you know, and he kind of walked it back a bit, but I thought it was strong that he said he thought it was going to be Mac Jones. And, again, if it is Mac Jones, then to me, no harm, no foul, JD, but there was a leak of some sort.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Guru's Lock of the Day is coming up here, and there's also, a week ago, Mac Jones was the odds-on favorite to be the number three pick. There is a new leader today as far as the odds. We'll tell you who that is as well, but Guru's Lock of the Day is straight ahead. It's all right here on 95.7 The Game.